What can we expect from both winter moth and gypsy moths this year? They were pretty bad last year, did a lot of damage.
Yeah, we've had gypsy moths really heavy for 2 years, and it was because we had those two springs of drought. And what the drought did was it couldn't activate the fungus that's out there. A fungus was released back in 1992 to control gypsy moth, and it spread pretty quickly throughout New England. So that's what's been keeping gypsy moths under wraps for a number of years now, until we had those two drought years. Now, last year, we had a fairly heavy gypsy moth hatch, and we did get rains at the right time. And come mid-June, that population absolutely crashed and burned. And so we also saw a very low gypsy moth flight. Now, the only situation that we're aware of that's a little bit different is the Outer Cape from, say, Orleans up to Truro. There seems to be a band of gypsies that are pretty active. So people can consider spraying if they're seeing a lot of damage. I mean, the trees are stressed enough with what they've gone through for several years now. But I believe that that fungus is going to become active and take care of the problem fairly quickly within the next couple weeks. Now, with winter moth, we're not seeing a lot of that. In fact, we kind of thought it wasn't going to be a bad year because we looked and drove around the backwoods at night, and usually you see clouds of these winter moths.
Those are the kinds of moths that you see attached to your light, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, you see that their numbers are legion, and we didn't see that last November and December.
Is it the fact that we have had wetter conditions than we have in previous years?
No, we think what's happening is that Joe Elkington at UMass Amherst has been releasing a parasitic fly for 8 years now, and four of his release sites are on Cape Cod. And we believe this parasitic fly is now taking hold of this population.
So now you mentioned with the gypsy moth, folks on the Outer Cape might want to consider spraying. What should people be looking for on their trees to help them decide whether or not spraying is a good idea?
If you see a lot of defoliation occurring, as these caterpillars start growing larger and larger, they consume more foliage. In fact, a mature female gypsy moth caterpillar can consume 12 square inches of foliage each day. So you just look, evaluate your tree canopy. Other evidence would be gypsy moth caterpillar poop that might be all over your patio furniture.
Those little black tiny dots?
Exactly. I mean, half the complaints I get about gypsy moth are being able to use their, you know, yards.
But the bigger thing is, of course, and you mentioned this, that if they defoliate a tree, it can stress it out and eventually kill it.
Sure. A tree can take a couple consecutive years of defoliation, hardwoods like oak, but things like pine, 1 year of defoliation, that tree is going to be really hurt bad.
Back to the spray for gypsy moths. Talk a little bit about what it is. Is it harmful for kids and pets?
Probably one of the more popular ones is spinosad. So you just have to be aware of bees, things like that. You have to be careful of bees anyway. So the products that are used up in the tree canopy, once they hit the foliage, they're pretty much stuck where they're placed, so they're not going to wash off and run off and create all kinds of environmental havoc. So the products can be used responsibly.
Larry Dapsis, entomologist for the County of Barnstable, the Cape Cod Extension. Thank you, as always.
Well, very good.